KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy, 46 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today. Areas of drizzle, fog, and a chance of rain, a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Two adults and a child were from eastern Iowa were injured during a rollover accident last night in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of the vehicle, 24-year-old Joshua Hinman, and his passengers, 24-year-old Carissa Hinman, and a 7-month-old male, all from Iowa City, were transported by Missouri Valley Rescue to the hospital in Missouri Valley. All three were properly restrained in the vehicle prior to the crash. The patrol says the 2005 Mazda Tribute SUV the trio was in was traveling westbound on Interstate 680 at around 9:30 p.m. when a deer ran onto the road. When the driver swerved to miss the animal and overcorrected, the SUV slid sideways across the number 2 lane and hit the metal posts and cable barrier before rolling over the cable barrier and down a steep embankment through a small grove of trees before coming to rest on its wheels with the right front tire off the rim. An investigation in Harlan resulted in the execution of search warrants at residences located at 502 Willow Street and 606 Tarkington. Harlan police say as a result of those search warrants, 25-year-old Ashley McWilliams of Harlan was arrested November 17th and charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs in violation of a no-contact order. Complaints were also filed with the clerk of court charging 29-year-old Zachary Scheffler, also of Harlan, with delivery of a controlled substance in violation of a no-contact order. Also as a result of the investigation, 29-year-old Charles Hayes and 59-year-old Daniela Hayes, both of Harlan, were charged with drug offenses. Charles Hayes, who was already in the Shelby County Jail, was charged November 19th with delivery of a controlled substance, while Daniel Hayes was arrested November 23rd on a charge of aiding and abetting the delivery of a controlled substance. Complaints also were filed as a result of the drug investigation with the Shelby County Clerk of Court, charging 35-year-old Terry Fields of Harlan with 2 counts of delivery of a controlled substance and ongoing criminal conduct. Fields was later arrested on the warrant that resulted from the complaints that were filed. At the time of his arrest, he was also charged with the possession of a controlled substance. Complaints were also filed on 29-year-old Zachary Scheffler for allegedly aiding and abetting into the delivery of a controlled substance and ongoing criminal conduct. Police in Harlan say 3 residents there were charged with criminal mischief in the 5th degree after officers were called November the 12th to the 1000 block of 7th Street for Christmas decorations that were damaged by 3 persons. As a result of the investigation, 31-year-old Andrew Smith, 35-year-old Emily LeBenz, and 25-year-old Paige Lee, all of Harlan, were charged. An inmate convicted of a 1985 killing in Dallas County has died of liver disease. The Iowa Department of Corrections announced 58-year-old Estel Wade Dunsmore died Tuesday at a prison hospice care unit in Coralville. Dunsmore was sentenced to life in prison after a conviction of first-degree murder and the death of Stephanie Vargas of Council Bluffs. Her body was found near Earlham. And a woman who has been instrumental in saving the lives of animals by contributing to their safety, health, and welfare was honored Tuesday afternoon during a surprise gathering at the Buck Creek Dog Park located on the west side of the Schulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic. Mary Turner, who for over 15 years volunteered her services and much of her own money to the shelter, has a bench now with a plaque in her honor located just inside the gates to the dog park. She was accompanied to the dog park by her husband, Larry.
Well, I will say that Mary did an awful lot of time.
Clear that I knew it, too.
And her own money, our money. Yeah. Into the, so, I mean, that's fine. I mean, she really believed what she was doing.
I still believe it.
Still
I
does.
Do. I see a dog, and if they're hurting, I climb on to help them. Larry won't let me take him home.
We've got one. Yeah.
Mary said that while she appreciates the recognition, she did what she did, writing grants for the animal shelter, buying food for the animals, and caring for them because those dogs needed her.
I did it because those dogs didn't have a home. And if you look at a sad, sorry dog that doesn't have a home and really needs one, how can you do it? And it was...
Well, you got a lot of them adopted, too. I mean,
We had a lot of volunteers that helped.
Yeah, a lot of volunteers. Yeah. A lot of good people.
They came down and I think it's going so much better now from what I can see. I don't like to go in there now and try to mess things up, but yeah. It looks clean.
Very clean.
Yeah. And
we added a roof.
The animals also have air conditioning for the warm months. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said Mary Turner was a person who made things happen for the shelter and the animals it houses. In the funeral announcements, B. Shearman, age 106 of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died November 21st in Des Moines. Funeral services for B. Shearman will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Alice Langeman, age 85 of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Alice Langeman will be today at 1 o'clock at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Joyce Crow, age 75 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Crow will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joanne Lorraine McCluskey Dean, age 84 of Griswold, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Joanne Dean will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Patricia Rose Jensen, age 86, a lifelong Avoca and Shelby area resident, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Patricia Jensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Marlo Wepler, age 81 of Lewis, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marlo Wepler will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Esther Severin, age 82 of Atlantic, died November 16th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Esther Severin will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie County. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gary Doc Kunze, age 70 of Atlantic, died Monday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Services for Doc Kunze are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Travis Peterson, age 44 of Griswold, died Friday at his home. Services for Travis Peterson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.